In our shiurim, we have been discussing the concept of Zriza Magdima LaMitzvahs, specifically the concept of Zriza Magdima LaMitzvahs when it's at the expense of a mitzvah and a mufchar. There's a very famous Machloikis Achroinim. There was a question posed to the Ratfaz. There's somebody, Rachman al-Tzlan, who's in jail, and he's granted permission by the officials to leave prison for one day. And the question was, should he take his day off at the first possible opportunity, or should he wait for a more opportune time? Should he wait for Yom Kippur, that he should be able to daven with Yom Kippur in a minyan on the holiest day of the year? So the Ratvaz, based on the concept of Zrizim Magdim El Mitzvahs, based on the concept of Eim Avirim El Mitzvahs, says he should take advantage of the first possible opportunity to daven with a minyan and perform mitzvahs and not wait. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees with the Ratvaz. He says that we don't say Zrizim Magdim El Mitzvahs when there's a Mekudesh, when there's a holier mitzvah available. And therefore, he says, since davening in shul on Yom Kippur is greater mitzvah than davening with a minyan on an ordinary weekday, postponing the furlough from prison until Yom Kippur is what should be done. It's interesting to note that the Chacham Tzvi, in his conclusion, actually agrees with the Ratfaz, and he says he shouldn't defer his leave, because he bases it on a different Gemara. He says the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Ayin Amud Aleph teaches us that when a non-Jewish king promises to release a prisoner, there are grounds for concern that he might retract his decision. And therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, that even he agrees that he should take the first opportunity, because that furlough may be retracted. So here too, we see on a conceptual basis, at least, the concept of Zriza Magdima LaMitzvahs versus a mitzvah and a mufchar was actually the basis of a machloikis between the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. But the question that comes up, and we see this in other places as well, the Steichemed that I mentioned in the previous year says that we see in another place where there's a point, we see in other areas of halacha where it's appropriate to do a mitzvah and a mufchar versus sometimes doing zrizim magdim l'mitzvahs. He gives a number of examples. One example is regarding somebody who has dal minim. And the question is, what should he do? Should he wait to have the nicer dal minim? Or should somebody has dal minim ksherim, but they're not so mahudr, he could be mekayim with them currently the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Or should he wait to have the nicer dalaminim? Should a Sfus Yaakov, quoting the Trumas Hadeshin that we quoted in our previous year, that says that we should wait for Kiddush Levana if there's going to be enough nights available till Matzoy Shabbos? Here too, if he's certain that he's going to get nicer dalaminim, he should wait. Another example, the Paiskim discuss, if somebody's traveling on the road, this question comes up quite often. Somebody is traveling. And you know, when you're traveling, especially if you're sitting on a plane or in a subway, it's difficult to daven, maybe impossible to stand. And if he waits till he gets to his destination, he'll be able to daven in a much better fashion. Sit there too, that he should, most Paiskim, of the opinion, it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Aruch Chaim, Simon Tzadik Dalet Sif Hei, that says that you should wait until you get to that destination. There are Paiskim And that seems to be also the approach that the Stechemet wants to establish. There are Paiskim that want to say that it makes a difference of how much of a delay. If it's not going to be a significant delay, then one should do the mitzvah earlier. Then one should wait for doing the mitzvah. If it's already a question of a more significant delay, then you should do the mitzvah immediately. Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs. The Paiskim also say that when there's a conflict of Roiv Am Hadras Melech versus Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs, so the Paiskim say that Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs comes first. A very interesting question that comes up is when you have two options, Zriza Magdimah L'mitzvahs, or Mitzvah by Yoysim V'Shluchai. That means like this. I'll give you two examples. It's Pesach, it's Erev Pesach in the evening. It's the time to do Bedikas Chametz. The person who lives here isn't able to do Bedikas Chametz now. He's not home. But he could have a Shliach do the Bedikas Chametz on his behalf. So what should he do? Should he have the Shliach do the Bedikas Chametz? But it won't be him doing the Bedikas Chametz. He'll have to rely on the Shliach. Or should he, but it'll be Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs, the mitzvah will be done immediately. Or should he wait until he's able to come home? So we won't have Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs, but we'll at least have Mitzvah by Yoysim Mishluchai. So now it really depends on how we understand Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs. If we understand Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs means that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs defines the Zman, and that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs tells us do the mitzvah at the first opportune time, so then it seems that we should do Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs first. We should do the mitzvah through a shliach. If we have, we learn that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs is only a behavior, how to behave in doing a mitzvah, so then we should suggest that mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai is also a definition on how the mitzvah should be done, and therefore maybe we should wait to do the Bedikas Chametz until you could do it yourself and not rely on a shliach. There are paiskim that seem to say that certainly we should wait to do it ourselves, because the whole point of Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs is just to teach us how to do a mitzvah. But if I'm not going to do the mitzvah, so what have I accomplished with my shliach doing the mitzvah? Which probably is connected to another question, and that is the question of how do we look at shlichus? Do we look at shlichus as if I myself did the mitzvah, or do we look at shlichus as I didn't really do the mitzvah, but the Torah says that the mitzvah could get accomplished through a shliach? If it's viewed as if I myself did the mitzvah, so then maybe I should have my shliach do the mitzvah. And by having the shliach do the mitzvah, we accomplish that the mitzvah was done in a zrizistiger fashion. If, however, we don't look at shlichus as if I myself actually did the mitzvah, if we don't look at it that way, so then perhaps it would be better that the mitzvah should be done, that the mitzvah should be done by me by waiting till when I could come home. There are other rayas that the Paiskim prove that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs should not be done at the expense of mitzvah min hamufchor. The Paiskim discuss Bariches, the Stechemet discusses this concept in that piece as well. And that is the situation where the halacha clearly teaches us that one should make a levaya, rachmana litzlan, as immediately as possible. But yet the halacha is that if it's a covered hames to wait to do the levaya, the halacha is that the levaya may be delayed. So we see again that even though there's a concept of zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs, it should not be at the expense of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs, should not be at the expense of Mitzvah Minam Mufcham. But the Paiskim, when they speak about this concept of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs, specifically speak about it when in the subject of Bris Milah. And it's very understandable why it's spoken about by Bris Milah, because as we're learning in our Gemara here on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, that this concept of Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs actually finds its original source by Bris Milah. And that's why the Stei Chemed, quoting the Chaya Adam, quoting the Birchas Yosef, says one should not push off doing a Bris Milah in order that you should have a larger group of people at the Bris Milah. Right away, you should do the Mitzvah Milah. And the Levush says that a Bris Milah should never be done after Chatzos. Actually, Dor Zeruah says that a Mitzvah and a Mufchor is to not only not do the Bris Milah later in Chatzos, but Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs should teaches us that a Bris Milah should be done as early as possible. He says that if a Bris Milah is done after 5 hours in the day, that means on a regular day it would be 11 o'clock, in the winter it's probably a little earlier, in the summer a little later, that looks, I quote his words, if somebody does the mitzvah later, it's nearer shemitzvahs milah bezuya olaf. In fact, I saw that the Chassam Sofer, on a day that there was a Bris Milah, would daven Shachris earlier to be able to make the Bris immediately after Shachris as early as possible. The Tzitz Eliezer, in a tshuva, in Chelik Tes, Simen Chavches, again, says very clearly that one should not push off making a bris after Chatzos in order to have more people there. He says, he's writing to somebody who apparently wrote that one can wait to make a bris milah later in the day to have a larger group. And he says, Vodianu, I want you to know, Shanoich loikeni modi, I don't hold this way. Ulapelali. And he finds it incredible that this person did not see the Stei Chemed that we've been quoting, that says that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs takes precedence over Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, and one should make, therefore, the Bris Milah before Chatzos, certainly before Chatzos. He says, where do we get the Zman of Chatzos? He says, the Zman of Chatzos comes up because the Pasuk says regarding Bris Milah, Etzem Hayoim Hazeh. So we see that Etzem Hayoim Hazeh means when it's still before Chatzos. There's a tshuva from the Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Ches, Simen Tzadik, Sif Beis, where he discusses, he certainly obviously is very much in opinion that a bris should never be made later on the day. But what happens if there is no minyan available till Chatzos? What should you do? Should you make the bris before Chatzos without a minyan, or wait till after Chatzos? And he seems to take an opinion that you shouldn't wait. He says, in general, he makes a very important opinion. He says, certainly, this question is only regarding the actual Bris Milah. For the Suda, he says, the point to have a minyan is not that critical. And certainly, if the only question is having a minyan for the Suda, then the Bris should not be delayed after Chatzos. If it's for the actual Bris Milah, he seems to say that we could wait, but not wait much time after Chatzos. He, in general, he says a very interesting point he makes, parenthetically. The Torah, in quoting this halacha about having a minyan for bris milah, says, Heched efshe avdina lamila ba'asara, v'heched delay efshir avdina b'pachas mi'asara. So he asks the question, once the Torah says, Heched efshe avdina lamila ba'asara, that wherever possible we should have a minyan, but with 10, we should have a minyan for the bris. So obviously, if it's not possible, we'll have the bris without 10. Why does the Shulchan Aruch, why does the Torah have to tell us both sides of the equation? Heched efshe avdinin lamila basara, veheched deloy efshir avdinin mepachs masara. He wants it, so he says that we're learning from here a very interesting halacha. Of course, l'chatchila, he says, as we see from here, a bris should be made with a minyan. But let's say there is no minyan, if you can have some people. So what the Torah is teaching us with Reb Tzemach, that's quoted by the Torah is teaching us, Heched efshir, where it's possible, the best thing to do is to have the bris milah basara with a minyan. Heched deloy efshir, where it's not possible to have a minyan for the bris milah. So don't say, if I don't have a minyan, so I don't need anybody. Avdinan b'pachs mi'asara. Make with less than a minyan, but as many people as you could get, as close to minyan, as many people as you could get to have, that is appropriate to have for bris milah. There's also a tshuva, in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelik Beis, in Yoridea, Simen Yudches, where he also discusses this minig that people have of pushing off a bris milah to later in the day in order to have a larger group of people at the bris milah. And he says that it's inappropriate if you could have a minyan before Chatzos, that's when you should make the bris. He takes a little more lenient approach than the Michas Yitzchak in order to have a minyan. And it seems that his opinion is that if you're going to have a minyan during the day, if you're going to have a minyan later in the day, that is more important than making the bris before Chatzos or close to Chatzos as possible. But as we discuss this concept of Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs, I saw a very powerful word from the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara here says, Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs. So he says, the Gemara doesn't use the words Zrizim Magdimim HaMitzvahs. That's what the Gemara should have said. The Zrizim make the mitzvah earlier. They said Magdimim LeMitzvahs. The Zrizis, he says, is not only in the actual performance of the mitzvah, but the Zrizis is also in the Hachana to the mitzvah, and the preparation to the mitzvah. And the Mesilas Yesharim also, in speaking about the Midas of Zrizis, he says, the Gemara says, Zihiris mevi lezrizis. So he says, Zihiris refers to mitzvahs loisasei. Zrizis refers to mitzvahs asei. And he goes into an explanation. He says, human nature, because what we're made of, is actually human nature is to be lazy. He says, what a person, when he's a zoris, in doing a mitzvah, is showing that he's able to overcome his natural tendency to be lazy and do the mitzvah bezrizis. And that's what is our avoida. That's what we're supposed to accomplish in this world. What we're supposed to accomplish in this world is take our gashmius and make our gashmius less important and have the ruchnius prevail over the gashmius. That if we're naturally not inclined to do something bezrizis, the avoider, our job is to indeed do the mitzvah bezrizis. And in fact, I saw in the Orchas HaTzadikim in the Shar HaZrizus, he says, "V'at tzorach l'das, you should be aware, k'midas HaZrizus hitchila l'chol hamidas." The first most important behavior trait a person is supposed to have is the midas HaZrizus. "K'ein ha'odom yochli is tader al sefer." People can't be learning all of the time. "K'tzorach l'chol olishon alas tzorach," we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to do other activities. But someone who has zrizus will always come back to what he's supposed to be doing immediately. Ayachshav, he says, a person should never think, "Oy da yoim god, the day is still long, v'shana gedoyla, and there's plenty of time." Kalza amru chazal, al toim lekish efne eshnad. Don't say when I'll have time. I'll learn. Shemalay tipana. Ga yoim adam. Eis ervu kvar. It's ready the night. Im elach lumar etzarech lamed miyad laspalel. I have to right away. We'll dive in. What's the point? Ki toiv shachas lumar. Grab the opportunity. I feel a deba echod because Rav Shvaylam. A person who's a zoris, the Orchas HaTzadikim is teaching us, will always grab every opportunity to learn. Will always grab every opportunity to do a mitzvah. And with that, we will indeed be zoicha to all of the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.